This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
Discuss anywhere. Click listen live at ESPNNewYork.com. Find 98.7 ESPN on the ESPN app or the TuneIn app, or simply tell your smart speaker, play 98.7 ESPN. At 98.7 ESPN New York, we go where you go. Rick, I'm going to propose something to you. Tell me if you're okay with it. We have a couple of calls that we can get to on the Jets, on Jamal, and then we switch over to the pro football focus grading of the rosters. How do you feel?
I love
about
it.
That?
I love that.
You're all in on this plan.
I'm all in. I'll tell you what I'm not all in.
Uh-oh.
All in on. I'm sitting here looking at a video. Dr. Fauci wearing a Washington Nationals mask. Come on.
Yeah, be better.
Killing me.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. At least it's not the football team in Washington.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would probably make sense. Not sure you want to be wearing one of those around.
No, I don't think that's a good look at this moment. All right, let's go. Paul St. James. Paul, you're next up on 98.7.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I was never a big Mike McCagney fan. I was never a big Adam Gase fan. And now these guys are making Adam Gase. Let me start over again. So Joe Douglas now is the GM. If they fire Adam Gase, who is going to hire the coach? Is it going to be Chris Johnson or is it going to be Joe Douglas? So Chris Johnson led the, you know, thought of as the Rooney here. So I don't think he should be. I think Joe Douglas needs to go. Chris, this is
Joe Douglas needs to go?
No. I'm saying Joe Douglas needs to go to Chris Johnson and say, listen, this is the coach we're hiring. You don't have a say in what we hire.
You can't say you don't have a say. He's the owner of the team.
I understand that, but I should have said it, worded it that way. But he needs to.
Listen, Paul, I think we agree with you. Thanks to the phone call. I think the idea of the GM who you've given a 6-year deal to, Rick, should be able to hire his next coach does make sense.
It does make sense, but I mean, again, in just typical Jets fashion, too, who knows what happens with the upcoming presidential election. But, I mean, you could have Woody back.
You might.
Which would only complicate things.
You very well might.
But I think inevitably you're going to end up allowing Joe Douglas to be a big part of finding the next head coach for the Jets. Because whether Jamal is on this team or not, I just don't have high expectations for this Jets team in terms of what they're going to do in 2020. I don't see it. The offensive line should be better. But where does that put you as far as offensive lines go? Your skill position groups, I don't think that that's markedly better than it was last year.
It's as bad as anybody, to be honest.
You said what?
It's as bad as any team in the NFL.
Exactly. So, I don't know what to expect from the Jets this upcoming season. I mean, could you be the same kind of team you were last year, 7-9, 8-8? You could. But I could also see his team taking a big step back, and a lot of it has to do with the head coach not being able to have good relationships with the players in the locker room.
Let's go to Alan in Uniondale. Alan, you're on 98.7.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's been a while since I talked to you. Hope your family's going well. So wanted to get into this, you know, this Jamal talk and Gase talk. Like, all right, so if Gase goal was what, 7-9, 8-8, that's like 9-7 with the Jets schedule, because the Jets schedule is really hard right now.
Stop with the that's better because of the schedule you have. You are what your record says you are. We've heard that forever. And if you go 8-8, I think that's a pretty decent season. No?
I'm not going to disagree with him. I heard that dog. I'm not disagreeing with him. That's probably
he's scared. The dog. The dog sounded like he was 2.5 pounds.
Those are the kind of dog, exactly, the kind of dog that jumped and bit me right in my face.
You heard that dog and you became fearful, didn't you?
Yeah, those dogs are on edge, man.
You're on edge.
They got real size issues. They're out to prove something. That dog was sending me a message, jumping in my face like
that. What was he saying?
You're no better than me. Just because you're bigger, I can still. It's not the size of the bark and the whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about. You bit my face off almost.
It's not the size. The size of the
it's
dog.
Not
the
size
of the fight. The
dog in the fight is the size of the fight in the dog.
But the dog is behind the phone.
I could hear it, though. Aggressive.
Yeah, but he couldn't get to you. Are you scared of the animal behind the glass at the zoo?
Yes.
Why?
It's behind the glass.
But it can't get to you.
Stranger things have happened. Who knows?
Oh, God. You're a baby.
Not a baby. I'm just out.
When do you
I'm
go to
smart.
Bed at a childlike time?
Childlike. Stop. When else am I going to get the opportunity to go to bed so early? There's no sports on. Taking advantage, baby.
What are you going to do at the end of July when 7 o'clock hits?
I'm adding years to my life. Think of how many years over the last 2.5 I've peeled off my life by waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and sitting in the car for 5 hours a day. Just peeling off years. I'm bringing them back.
That's right.
I'm resuscitating my lifespan, baby.
For some reason, I see you as a guy that goes to sleep with cucumbers on your eyes. Is that you?
No, that is not me. I'm not bougie like that. I'm a stomach sleeper anyway. I can't sleep on my back.
Oh, you're not supposed to sleep on the stomach.
I can't help it.
Oh.
I always end up on the stomach.
Not good for your back.
It's terrible for my back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful.
Let's go to, I guess it's Shaw in Brooklyn. Shaw, you're on 98.7.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. I just want to talk about this Jamal situation. When it comes to the Jets, they always take a beating in the media. And I don't feel like on this one is the Jets' fault. Jamal's under contract. Yes, you can renegotiate after 3 years, but he's under team control. The GM came out and said, we want you to be a Jet for life. All the kid had to do was just stay quiet. These things take place behind closed doors. Then the pandemic hit and he panics. What's the sense of having an agent when you don't let the agent handle these things for you? Everything in New York becomes public, and I don't understand why. All a kid had to do was take care of this behind closed doors. But because it's the Jets' fault. And I don't feel like it's the Jets' fault on this one.
Well, you could say that. You know, all a kid had to do was stay quiet. But Jamal Adams went public with his frustrations because he wanted to start contract negotiations, and the organization was resistant to doing that. So I don't understand how Jamal, all he had to do was stay quiet. He was going to get what he want when the GM won't talk to his agent about doing a new deal. That's the part I don't get.
Yeah, I think you should have looked to move on pre-draft if this was the stance you were going to take if you're the Jets. And you knew he was
exactly.
going to react
That's
like
my
this.
Whole point. That's
like
my
this doesn't
whole point.
This doesn't surprise me.
No.
That Jamal is acting like this.
No, he's emotional. That's he's been that his entire career. He's emotional. Most of the time good, sometimes bad. And he
yep.
reacted on Instagram with how he felt. And now we're here.
But most of the time, Rick, that emotion when he's out on the football field is a good thing for your team.
It is a good thing on the football
field. The defense feeds off of that. That's how you were able to get a group that was devoid of talent to exceed expectations even without Avery Williamson and C.J. Mosley. Your top
Remember
two inside linebackers, the guys that are combined
Stop
for $26
you know
million
Shut
dollars
up,
in
really.
Cap hit this year.
But just go away. That's how well I know you. Shut up. Remember that one game in band camp? Stop
that
it.
That one game?
Stop it.
When he deboed the Giants quarterback and said, give me that football.
All right.
But that's my whole point, though, Rick. Like, that's a game-changing play.
You never
And Jamal
up.
Is capable of doing that at any point. And that's an asset for your team moving forward. So I get
yeah, but
why
Chris,
the
you know
Jets
what,
wouldn't.
Chris, you know what? I almost have the same feeling about Jamal as I have about what we saw happen in Houston with DeAndre Hopkins. You know how Bill O'Brien felt like, you know, DeAndre Hopkins had too much power inside that locker room, and that's another head coach that's kind of, you know, iffy to say the very least.
The least
with how much respect he garners. I think that has to be baked into this, is, you know, how Adam Gase is not a, I mean, he's not well respected in that locker room. He's not.
I think that's pretty obvious. All right. CMT coming your way at 11:30. It's a fun one today, right? Cause it's Friday.
I got two games. I got a CMT, which is a really fun one. And then I also have another quick game.
Wait a minute.
That you guys
all
are going to
all baked into the CMT at 11:30?
No, it depends on when you want it. This is a quick guessing game. I like this game a lot. Played this game with Cassie this morning. Loved it.
Interesting. All right. Well, we'll do those at 11:30, the double games at 11:30. Let's look. Pro Football Focus has the most talented rosters. Just from a talent standpoint, the rosters are ranked. Ravens are number one. And, I mean, you can't argue with that, right? Saints check in at number two. I don't want to go through the entirety of the list, but I do want to get to the local teams. You've seen this, right, Chris? So it's not really guessing for you, but you care to tell anybody where the Giants and the Jets check in out of 32 teams?
Well, Dave, you said you didn't want to go through the entire list. If we were waiting to get to the Giants and Jets, we would have went through the whole damn list. That's what would have happened. The Giants are checking in at 27, and the Jets are checking in at 28. That's where the two local teams are.
It's kind of pathetic.
Two of the least talented teams in the NFL. The Jets are according to PFF, the fifth worst team in terms of talent, and the Giants are the sixth worst team. So that's where we're at.
Well, listen to who they have as the Giants starters on defense right now. Actually, the front three is not bad. Leonard Williams, Dalvin Tomlinson, Dexter Lawrence. It's not bad up front on defense. It's not.
That's solid. You can win with that, Dave.
What'd you say?
I said that's solid. You can win with that.
But now when you get to the back seven, I mean, Kyler Fackrell, Ximenez, Martinez does not exactly, and David Mayo does not exactly make you write home of the Giants linebackers of the 80s, does it?
No, I mean, the only plus player in that group would be David Mayo. But, I mean, when you look at the scheme that the Giants are employing with the 34, your difference makers have to be your linebackers. And guess what, Dave? They ain't got no difference makers.
Yeah, they don't have
them. Not one of them.
No. No. So you question how you're going to get to the quarterback, and then you question the strength of the linebackers as well, Rick. I mean,
aren't you counting on Golden coming back, though? I mean, aren't you kind of counting that Golden's going to be back?
I expect he'll be back, yeah.
Yeah. No, the defense is bad. I mean, you saw that. I mean, the defense was atrocious last year.
It'll be better this year than it was last year, though.
How could it be worse?
It can't.
It's like saying the Jets' offensive line is going to be better.
Yeah, and it is.
Yeah, it is. It should be.
It should be, is right.
I don't know how it gets worse.
And then the Giants secondary is Bradbury. They have Baker penciled in now. Who knows if he ever plays again for the Giants. Julian Love, Xavier McKinney, the kid they drafted out of Alabama, and Jabril Peppers. So, I mean, the Giants defense on paper, guys, and of course you don't watch these games on paper, but there's not a ton of talent on this defense right now.
No, unless you're running straight at them, the Giants defense is going to have a hard time at stopping opposing offenses. That's the reality of it. And I mean, I hope that Bradbury can be, you know, an upgrade and help some of those young guys in the secondary find their way and realize their full potential. But I mean, the Giants defense has a long way to go, but I think the way that this team is built, they're relying on their offense to be a part of their defense. By having the upgrades along the offensive line, by Saquon Barkley coming back healthy and Darius Slayton taking that next step in year two to go along with Golden Tate and Sterling Shepard. Evan Engram in a contract year. Like, I'm looking at the Giants offense and saying that they're going to have to be the unit that wins the day for the Giants. They're going to have to be able to control time of possession. They're going to have to be able to dictate the complexion of the game with the scoreboard. That is what the Giants defense is going to that is what the Giants offense is going to have to do if the Giants are going to have a competitive season.
Yeah.
Because their defense by itself, their defense can't stop anybody by themselves.
No. And let's be fair. Like, if you're the Giants and you go 7-9, I mean, the expectations are not through the roof for the Giants right now, Rick. The Giants are expected to be a mediocre football team, and you hope to see growth from Daniel Jones. You hope that you like the coach, and you hope that some of the young players develop into better players in year two or three.
Yeah, as a Giants fan, you don't love the fact that your team is ranked 27th in the NFL as far as where their roster is at, but you also realize that you have a quarterback going into a second year, and you have a first-year head coach.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it kind of lines up with where you're at as a franchise.
And what should be a rookie stud right or left tackle.
Yeah, and I think that the kid McKinney's going to be a stud, too. I think that was a great draft pick. I mean, there's talent. There's just not enough talent on the defensive side of the ball currently.
No.
I wonder if you took the Giants offense and you took the Jets defense.
You'd have a good team.
Where they would rank that.
I think you'd be – you probably still wouldn't be top 10.
Hmm.
You wouldn't be top 10.
Interesting. Let's see who's 10.
You still don't have an edge rusher.
You still don't have anybody get to the quarterback.
You still don't have an edge rusher.
And your offensive line may not be still great.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they got the Steelers at 10. No, you're right. No, you wouldn't be top 10.
You wouldn't be top 10.
They got Cleveland 11.
Well, I think you could be better than Cleveland.
Was that a serious comment?
I don't know about that one, Dave. Combined rosters couldn't be better than Cleveland?
I don't know about that one,
Nick Chubb,
Dave.
Kareem Hunt, Austin Hooper, David Njoku, Beckham, Landry. I mean, what are we talking about
here? Their offensive line is supposed to be really, really good, too.
It should be
Jedrick
much better.
Wills, Betonio, J.C. Treader, Jack Conklin. That's a really good offensive line.
Yeah, you had one of your moments. That was an AFC as loaded moment you just had.
Oh, stop. You don't think that could be
you're tripping
than
with
Cleveland?
That one, Dave.
They got Miles Garrett.
Crazy.
I mean, stop. You're out of your mind.
You're tripping with that one, Dave.
Denzel Ward. Come on, Dave.
You just went through the team. Mayfield was there last year. Hunt was there last year. Chubb was there last year. Njoku was there last year. Beckham was there last year. Landry's coming off surgery. He was there last year. I'm not saying they won't be, that they couldn't be, but this is just emphatically say that's better than the Giants and Jets combined.
And so was Freddie Kitchens.
Okay.
Freddie Kitchens. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so this is talent of roster.
So you now are buying in that Cleveland is the 11th best team in the NFL.
Roster-wise?
Talent-wise?
It has nothing to do with the results.
Yeah, talent? Yeah. Yeah.
Talent-wise, yes.
Cleveland's got talent.
Cleveland's got one of the most talented rosters. I mean, that's why everyone was so dejected with how bad they were last year. Talent-wise, they're one of the best.
All right.
Production of wins,
I don't think
so much.
It's a stretch to say if you combine the Giants and the Jets, they could compete with the likes of the Cleveland Browns.
On paper, they couldn't. On paper, Cleveland would still have the better roster. Well, what that equates to on a football field, who knows?
On paper, Cleveland's got one of the most talented rosters in football, but that
no, we just
translates.
Said that. That's what
but
we just
never,
said.
But
that
it
was
never
the
translates.
Point. That was the point of the exercise. On paper, this wasn't what happens when you put them on the field. This was strictly on paper. And on paper, even if you combine the Jets and the Giants, they would still be less talented than the Browns.
So where do you think they are? 15-ish?
Probably like middle. I would say probably somewhere in the middle of the pack.
Probably around there, right? Who's quarterback?
Guys, this is disturbing. I'm sitting here looking at this. I'm literally sitting here looking at this. They're saying that the Bengals have more talent than the Jets or the Giants. The Bengals now.
Where are they ranked on here?
Say the Lions have more talent. Lions.
The Bengals are the Bengals are 26, Dave.
Look at the Bengals' offense, Chris. The Bengals offensively have a lot of talent. You have a new quarterback. You have two receivers that didn't play last year in A.J. Green and T. Higgins. You have a left tackle who didn't play at all last year, was a first-round pick the year prior. Now, granted, you have Bobby Hart at right tackle, which got help him there. But, I mean, they have some talent on this Bengals team.
I'm not saying that they don't have any talent, Dave. What I'm saying is the Bengals were a two-win team last year. And Pro Football Focus is saying that talent-wise, they're better off than the Giants or the Jets.
Chris, there's only four teams that are not better off than the
Bengals
Giants
did beat the Jets.
And the Jets last year.
And that did happen. You're right.
Yeah, that happened.
That happened.
Yeah, the 0-11 Bengals.
So who's 32nd is Jacksonville. They're a disaster of a team.
They're not trying to win this year.
Washington is 31. I guess a lot will depend on the quarterback, but I don't think they're gonna be very good. And I don't know. The Dolphins are behind both of these teams, too. And I think you could argue the Dolphins have more talent than the Jets and the Giants actually have.
Yeah, based on the moves that they made this offseason with the draft picks and free agency, if they hit on the majority of those moves, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that's not a stretch.
I absolutely see that.
I mean, that wouldn't
be a
stretch.
And they check in at 30 on this list.
I mean, would Devontae Parker not be the best wide receiver on either of those teams?
I think he would.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'll tell you this. I don't think the Giants' trio of receivers, if you look Shepard, Tate, and Slayton, that's not a bad trio of receivers.
No.
And you throw Evan Engram in there as well? That's not bad.
No, it's not bad. Not upper echelon, but it's not bad. No,
no, you're right. Listen, would Parker be the best? Parker would be the best, yes. But I don't look at the Giants' receivers and running backs and skill positions and say, this is why the Giants won't be a good football team.
No, but Devontae Parker would be definitively better than
any
of the wide receivers.
I agree with you 100%. But, I mean, I look at the Jets' skill positions, and it scares me. I look at the Giants. I'm like, no, that should be fine.
I feel like the Giants are going to score a lot of points this season.
Because they're going to have to.
But they're going to be. I like Daniel Jones a lot, and I'm not afraid to say that. I think they're going to have a good offense. Defense, not so much, but the offense will be good.
Rick, I said it earlier. I think the Giants are a 7-8 win club this year. Like, that is my expectation for the Giants.
If the Giants win 7 or 8, and Daniel Jones is good in year 2. You're gonna fall in love with Joe Judge.
Well, I don't know how the Giants win 7 or 8 games without Daniel Jones being really good.
Fair enough. But so if the Giants get to 7 or 8 wins, and assuming that what happens with Daniel Jones is that he is good, the town will fall in love with Joe Judge.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I feel better about where the Giants are at right now than the Jets.
Do you agree with that, Rick?
Do I agree with that? They're so close, man. I mean, every single list that you look at, I mean, it's pretty much, it doesn't really matter what it is, too. It's usually Jets and Giants right next to each other.
But it's so weird. Like, the Jets coach is on the hot seat. The Giants is not. The Giants GM is on the hot seat. The Jets GM is not. Quarterbacks are similar.
They've morphed into the same organization.
A lot of comparison with these.
They've morphed into the same team. I mean,
yeah, the Jets
done.
Have a defense you look at, you're like, boy, that's really good. The Giants have an offense you look at and say, boy, that should be really good. Giants defense doesn't look so good. Jets offense doesn't look so good.
Yeah, but I mean, again, I guess.
I feel like the Giants have an identity. And Joe Judge and Jason Garrett are going to continue to build that as the foundation around Daniel Jones. They're going to continue to move in that direction. With the Jets, I just don't know because they have an offensive-minded coach, and yet the strength of the team is on the defensive side of the ball, and the best player that they have on that side of the ball is now at odds with the GM and the head coach. I just feel like in terms of what they're doing and program building, I feel better about the direction that the Giants are going as opposed to the Jets. Maybe I should say it that way.
I think if you had to pick one of those two teams, I agree with you. I think I'd take the Giants. I don't know that I feel great about the Giants because I don't trust the GM, but if I had to pick one, I'd
But Dave, he ain't going to be the GM much longer. We know that there is going to be an end to that.
Well, I mean, he could be the GM for another 4 years.
I would seriously doubt that Dave Gettleman is going to be the GM of the Giants going into the 2023 season. Seriously doubt it.
Yeah, but you guys got computer folks now. You got that big analytic guy.
He's
you guys are doing it.
I just feel like Dave Gettleman is the one. I think that Dave Gettleman was the guy that they hired to kind of
stabilize.
You know, move past Jerry Reese, get the Giants on solid footing, and then hand it off to somebody that they feel like can be the GM long term.
Bridge guy? Get the bridge GM?
Is a bridge GM, yeah.
Get you heading in the right direction.
And then you head in the right direction, and then you
bring in somebody, or maybe you promote Kevin Abrams. Maybe you use Kevin Abrams as your next general manager because they really hold him in high regard. Maybe he's your guy. Who knows?
If Daniel Jones is the guy, you're headed in the right direction.
Yes.
Exactly. And it feels like he is the guy.
Should be the same thing with you. If Sam Darnold is the guy, you should be heading in the right direction.
I know, but we shouldn't be going into year three still asking that question.
That's true.
That's the unfortunate part. And because you don't trust the head coach, that lines up for a disaster in the making.
Who do you trust to have a better season this year, Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold?
I think you'd have to trust Daniel Jones. I mean, look at his weapons. I mean, the fact that you bring in, I mean, as bad as you think that Jason Garrett was as a head coach, he's good at developing quarterbacks. I mean, you can't argue that. Develop Tony Romo, develop Dak Prescott. So, I mean, I don't know what Joe Judge is going to be, but as far as, you know, handling a young quarterback, Jason Garrett has already shown you that he can do that. Adam Gase you heard Dan Orlovsky, who knows Adam Gase, said that Ryan Tannehill was just average as a Dolphin, and then all of a sudden he gets away from Adam Gase and he turns into one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL last year. Does that just happen?
No, that's every play. That's every star player once they get away from Adam Gase.
Look at Kenyon
that's
Drake.
Everyone.
Look, Kenyon Drake is one of the best running backs in football all of a sudden.
Yeah. Devontae, as soon as he left, Devontae Parker turned into a beast.
We just talked about Devontae Parker would be the best receiver on either of these two teams right now. Adam Gase had him in Miami.
You're preaching to the choir. I mean, you're not telling me anything I don't know. It scares the hell out of me. And the fact that last year he waited as long as he waited, I mean, you could clearly tell that Sam wasn't comfortable with the offense, and then he waited. It was up to Sam to go into his office and tell him, you know, here's what I like and don't like.
But, Rick, isn't this what we talked about when they hired Adam Gase? We said it. It didn't feel like Chris Johnson was hiring him for the right reasons. It felt like Chris Johnson was hiring Adam Gase because Adam Gase would entertain any ideas that Chris Johnson had about the football team and what they should be doing.
Adam Gase was desperate to get another job, and he told Chris Johnson
exactly.
He told
Chris Johnson whatever he wanted to hear, rather than going out and hiring the most qualified candidate that you possibly could have, a candidate, by the way, that has a Super Bowl on his resume, and that told the media that he wanted the job because of Sam Darnold. Could have hired him, decided he wasn't good enough for him.
Who, oh, by the way, if you guys are paying attention, and I know you two are, but if everyone in that loves football is paying attention, it's funny how the conversation around Mike McCarthy has changed a little bit when you see Aaron Rodgers' relationship with the new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe it wasn't Mike McCarthy. Maybe Aaron's just hard to work with.
Yeah, he is hard to work with.
But here's the other thing, Rick. Mike McCarthy is good enough for Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys when they're trying to win a championship, but he's not good enough for the New York Jets when they're trying to develop Sam Darnold?
No, he was too good. He was too qualified.
This comes from our Rich Cimini. Coming up in a few minutes, Adam Gase will address the media for the first time since April 27th. So stay tuned on that. I'm sure he'll have some words on Jamal Adams. I wonder if this is a reaction to Greg Williams and his conference call yesterday.
Well, play the Tannenbaum sound. You get that Tannenbaum sound, play it.
All right, Santi, you got Tannenbaum. Why don't you cue that up and play Mike Tannenbaum?
Yeah, I know Adam really well. He does not like it, and he may not say that publicly, but I promise you that he's speaking to Greg Williams. Adam does not want to be the bad cop to Greg Williams' good cop. Greg Williams is a really good coach, very talented. But 10 or 15% of the time, you're going to pay the Greg Williams tax. He's going to say things that just don't align organizationally. This is an issue that should be handled by the head coach and Adam Gase, Joe Douglas, the general manager of the Jets, and Greg Williams should coach defense. And the players that are on the field, that's his responsibility. And I know Adam is a very diligent, orderly guy. It's something he wants to handle, and he doesn't want to read about one of his coaches trying to be the good cop in this situation.
And there you have it.
Dave, I know you're not a big percentage guy. I know you're not a big percentage guy, Dave. But I guess my whole thing with Greg Williams saying what he said yesterday is I don't understand why you were going to schedule a conference call for Greg Williams during this time, knowing that he was going to be asked about his best player. Like, to me, that's the part of it that just doesn't make any sense. If you're worried about Greg Williams maybe saying something about the Jamal Adams situation,
yeah, don't have him have a call.
That could go against the company line, then why even have the call?
Yep.
We don't even know when guys are going to report for training camp. Was it necessary to have Greg Williams on a conference call yesterday? No.
What did you need to hear from Greg Williams yesterday?
More importantly, what exactly is the company line? I mean, what are we talking about?
The company line is that we're not going to address Jamal Adams' contract right now.
It's a mess.
That apparently is what it is.
You hit the nail on the head. It's a mess. We go from DCR to CMT. Rick, the floor is yours.
All right, here we go, fellas. Friday edition of CMT. Cuddle,
which is
Mary,
the fun edition of the week-long CMT.
Yeah, this is the edition that you've waited for the entire week.
I mean, you could get desserts, you could get movies, you can get breakfast. You don't know where you're going to go here.
You have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to CMT, I want to run through this quick. This is actually a pandemic game. This is a pandemic game for this Friday. How well do Chris Canty and Dave Rothenberg know the United States of America?
How well do we know the United States of America?
Okay.
Yeah, what I mean by that is Yelp just released most popular takeout delivery foods state by state during this pandemic. How well do you know the states?
Okay. Huh.
I'll start off easy. You got Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. What do you think the most popular takeout food item has been during the pandemic?
I don't know if I'm going to be very good at this. So it's
New
a
York.
Chain?
No. Food. Type
just,
of food.
Just what kind of food? All right. Now, are you looking for like specific, like pizza, or are you looking for Italian?
No, I'm looking specific.
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 Huh.
Specific. Okay.
You may have said it.
Pizza.
Yes, pizza. Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York has been pizza. Can you guess what Florida? What Florida's most popular takeout food has been, according to Yelp?
Something for the older people. What do old people like?
Applesauce.
Right. Something they can gum. Something early, like a 4:30 dinner kind of thing.
Entenmann's. Garlic rolls. Florida was garlic rolls.
Garlic rolls.
Garlic rolls.
I would have been here till through Barton Hahn.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed garlic rolls.
Can you guess what the most popular takeout food item in Kansas and North Dakota has been?
Ribs.
No. This is Euros.
Euros?
Really?
Yeah, really. Euros. And here is I'll give you the last one because this one made no sense to me either. Nebraska. Favorite takeout food item in Nebraska during
cornbread.
The pandemic? No. You could sit here for the next 3 days and probably not get this.
I thought cornbread was such a good guess, too.
It was a terrific guess. You wouldn't just get cornbread, though, Emma, would you?
I mean, it's
I guess you could.
Cornhusker State, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah.
Well, sushi, Nebraska.
Yeah, sushi in Nebraska.
I mean, honestly, if you went to Nebraska and your buddy picks you up at the airport and he says, let's go get sushi, are you going to do that?
No, there's no chance.
No.
It'd be the last thing on my mind.
No.
They're trying to start a whole new pandemic in
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
That's right. Salmonella, Nebraska.
All right, here we go, CMT. Today's category for CMT, and this is in honor of the fact that Cassie taped a Leonardo DiCaprio vehicle that we watched yesterday. Catch Me If You Can.
Go on. Terrific movie.
Terrific movie.
Tom
We're going
Hanks,
with actors.
Wonderful movie, yeah.
We are going with an actor edition.
I love
CMT.
It. All right.
Chris's favorite. We're going to start with best looking. Best looking.
You better have Brad Pitt on this, by the way.
I'm giving you Clooney.
Clooney.
I'm giving you Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving you Tom Cruise.
All right. This
All
is
handsome.
easy for me.
Okay.
I'm not a Tom Cruise guy. He's little. I don't.
Wow,
so he's a little guy. He's like 5'5", 5'6". I don't. No, I mean,
so
that, I enjoyed that, but you know, I'm not a huge fan of Tom Cruise. I did like Risky Business. I did like Jerry Maguire, but overall, not a huge fan of Tom Cruise. So I'm gonna trash Tom Cruise.
It's garbage. Look at this garbage.
Now the next two are just tremendous actors. But I think that Brad Pitt is underrated because he's actually so handsome. We don't appreciate how good of an actor he is. I'm going to, if I always wanted to say this, to be honest anyway, I'm going to marry Brad Pitt.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club.
Fight Club, Moneyball, Benjamin Button, I mean, the Ocean's movies. He's a terrific actor.
Seven was good.
Seven was great. What's in the Box, right? I mean, he's a terrific actor.
Brad probably is.
I'm going with Brad Pitt. And then, and you know what? I'm not opposed to say that I would look forward to this as well. I'll cuddle George Clooney.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
I'm going to agree with you across the board, Dave, and maybe it's a little bit of recency bias with Brad Pitt and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But
which was another good movie.
An outstanding movie, but I'm right there with you on all three.
Glorious Bastards?
Yeah, see, I'm cuddling Brad Pitt. I'm getting steamy with Brad Pitt. He's a little, I mean, I'm marrying George Clooney. I got the tequila money. Come on.
You're not going wrong with either way. So when I kicked Cruz to the curb, you guys were like,
Cuomo.
But you both agree.
No, because then Cruz, I got to go with the Scientology. No, I'm lost.
Yeah,
there's too much going on there.
Yeah,
this is a tricky one. Well, maybe not. I'm going to give you Pacino.
Oh, De Niro.
Pesci and De Niro.
Chris, you want
okay,
to go?
I'll roll with this one. For me, this is easy. Even though I love my cousin Vinny, I got to trash Joe Pesci. Not going to happen.
Look at this garbage. Look at this garbage.
I am going to marry Al Pacino.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
And I'm going to cuddle De Niro.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
Now, I will say this. Between Pacino and De Niro, you can't go wrong.
No.
So, as long as you have one of those two as the marrying type, I think you've succeeded here. I agree with you. Pesci, great. Not in that category. So I will move on from Joe.
Joe's an excellent actor, though.
I'm not saying he's not. But, I mean, Pacino and De Niro are the Mount Rushmore of actors. This is a conundrum now.
You know what was on last night? Have you ever seen Dirty Grandpa with De Niro?
Yeah.
And Zac, I didn't even realize it's like I haven't seen it in so long, how funny he is in that movie.
Oh, he's great in that movie.
When Zac Efron walks out with
the
white belt.
It's not a great movie, though.
No, it's not, but it is what it is. When Efron walks out with the white belt and he goes, you know who wears white belts? And Efron's like, no. People that are terrible at karate and people that are terrible at life. Go take that thing off.
I'm gonna marry Robert De Niro.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
And I'll cuddle Al Pacino, but it's a cuddle with a potential to up the relationship.
You're out of order.
Yeah, like you could, I mean, you could find yourself, that cuddle could lead to a divorce from, you know, a divorce from De Niro and then marry Pacino.
It could, potentially, yes. So that's my final answer.
Stranger things have happened. All right, I'm going to give you some Boston boys. I'm going to give you Damon Affleck and Wahlberg.
Damon Affleck and Wahlberg.
All right. This is a good trio. Damon Affleck.
No, we're just saying actor. We're not saying anything else involved, just acting.
Right, so you can't have.
I mean, you can put however you choose to. I mean, whatever you like to bake into,
like the musical careers of Marky Mark, or is this just the movie careers?
I mean, if you want to add that, I mean, the first
creative part of what Marky Mark has done, you know,
the funky bunch. You want to throw that in? You want to throw in Wahlberg? I mean, it's all. I threw in the tequila with Clooney.
Yeah, Entourage. The family, right? He's got that.
His fast brother. Food chain, Wahlberg,
right? And his brother, big time actor as well. All that being said, I'm still gonna move on from Mark Wahlberg.
Wow, you're trashing Mark Wahlberg?
I'm trashing Mark Wahlberg.
Oh my God, I can't believe
you
just did that.
I'll tell you why.
I'm with you, Dave.
I'll tell you why. Because Goodwill Hunting is one of
baby.
Goodwill Hunting is one of the great movies, and that was a collaboration of Damon and Affleck.
Do you like apples?
So, yeah, I'm trashing Wahlberg.
Oh, so disrespectful.
I'm sorry. And now I'm torn. This is Pacino De Niro for me on a lesser level, because I don't think you can go wrong.
I think there's clearly one that's better than the other one.
You
do? I do.
I'm going to marry Damon.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry
him. And I'm going to cuddle Affleck, finally.
Moms and hellacious seeds.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think Matt Damon is a better actor than Ben Affleck.
How you got to crash with Marky Mark is amazing to me.
You would have married Marky Mark.
I am marrying Marky Mark.
No, you would not.
100%. 100%.
Now, you didn't say the guy that I would want to hang out with the most. You just said who's the better actor.
Yeah.
Because if it was a guy that I wanted to hang out with, it would be a completely different conversation.
I can't name a Mark Wahlberg movie that I don't know that I didn't like. I don't think.
Oh, you want me to go to IMDb? I'll find you a Mark Wahlberg movie that's not good.
There may be one.
Yeah, you can find plenty of those.
He was Dirk Diggler, which
awesome.
Was good. Which was good. He was hilarious in Ted. He was actually, I mean, he was good in The Departed. Had a small role in that.
Basketball Diaries he was good in.
I mean, he's good in Transformers. I mean, he can do anything. Plus, he can sing, he can dance, he can golf. You guys are out of your mind.
You're very offended by this.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give you some superheroes. I'm going to give you Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you Hugh Jackman and Chris Thor Hemsworth.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
Who could have been... I actually could have put him in the handsome category, too, but...
Who's the second selection here?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. That's very...
Very versatile.
I'm going to marry Robert Downey Jr. as a superhero.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
I am going to cuddle Chris Hemsworth.
Bombs and
I'm going to trash Hugh Jackman.
You're gassing Wolverine.
Yeah.
Now, let me see if I understand this. I'm only selecting them as their superhero roles, or
no.
These are superhero actors who I end up choosing as bigger roles.
Yeah, just in general, I just put them in a superhero category. Just like
gotcha,
for my own fun.
Yeah, then I'm gonna. I agree with Chris. Robert Downey Jr. is a great actor.
You gotta marry him.
He's phenomenal. So I will absolutely marry him. And I love a rags to riches story, and the what he's overcome is impressive to me as well. So I'll marry Robert Downey Jr.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
I will cuddle Hugh Jackman.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
And was it Hemsworth? Hemsworth?
Hemsworth. Yeah, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I'm gonna move on.
You're gassing Thor?
Firmly.
Yeah. If I could rename... The more I think about it, if I could rename Dave Rothenberg, just to kind of encapsulate who you are, Huge Jackman would probably be a great name for you.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Would be very self-explanatory.
I was thinking that when you gave that to me. And...
You are an old man and a fool!
All right, I'm going to give you Will Ferrell, Chris Farley, and Adam Sandler.
Sandler?
This is a tough category.
Farley and
Ferrell.
Who? Will and Farrell.
Yep.
All right, Chris, you're up.
Okay, I am going to marry Will Farrell.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
I'm going to cuddle Chris Farley.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
And I'm trashing Adam Sandler.
Wow.
Look at this garbage! Look at this garbage!
That's a tough category, though, Ricky.
That is not an easy category.
No.
Could you imagine if Dave actually was friends with Chris Farley? The debauchery? No, I mean, it would have been a lot.
It would have been a lot. This is very difficult. I think you're going to be very upset with me, both of you. But I'm going to call it like I see it. I'm trashing Will Ferrell.
Firmly garbage.
I told you you'd be upset.
Oh, wow.
You've got to keep our composure.
I love Will Ferrell, but I'm sorry.
From old school alone, I couldn't do it.
I'm cuddling Chris Farley because I think he'd be a great cuddler.
Bombs and hellacious.
Good, great, grand, wonderful.
And I'm marrying Adam Sandler.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
Is a tremendous comedic actor and has actually shown his chops as a serious actor
you
as well.
You blew it!
I'll marry him.
Yeah, this is such a tough category. I feel like, I mean, the amount of respect that Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler have for Chris Farley and how good he was would almost sway me towards Chris Farley. But I wouldn't want to get rid of any of those guys.
No, of course you don't. Yeah. That's why this is the game that it is.
It's tough. All right, I got two more. Let's make this quick. I'm going to give you Will Smith.
Hold on, you didn't give us your CMT on that category, Ricky.
I don't know if I can give it to you. I mean, it almost depresses me. I don't want to get rid of any of them. I love them all.
You have to. You can't ask us and then back out of it.
Right?
Oh, they're so much fun, though.
That holds to you.
I think I would marry Sandler. Oh, I can't do it. I would probably marry Sandler, cuddle Farley, and I think I would trash Will Ferrell.
All right, so you're the same as me and you're yelling at me?
Yeah. But I didn't want, because this is why I like to host it. I don't like to give answers.
Yeah, because it's not so easy disgusting. When you're in our position, is it?
I love Will Ferrell.
All right, come on, let's move along.
Some of my stepbrothers the other day. It's hilarious.
By the way, did you know, you didn't enjoy the movie Scooby-Doo, right?
Scoob? No, I didn't love it.
You know,
he was in that.
The role of Scooby.
Of played Scooby?
Yeah.
No, who played Scooby?
Mark Wahlberg.
No, he did not play Scooby.
That's what I'm being told.
No, he was in the movie. He was one of the voices
He was the voice
movie.
Of Scooby.
No, he was not the voice of
Scooby.
Well,
then I'm being told misinformation.
He was the voice of the superhero in it.
All right, well, if you hate the movie...
It's an animated film that he just did his voice on. Just free
and
Rockstar, money.
And Rockstar was not a good movie either.
Rockstar wasn't a bad movie.
It was not
Stop.
A good movie.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Come on.
Will Smith, The Rock, and Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn is very funny.
I love Vince Vaughn.
All right. Chris, it's my turn or your turn?
I went first with the Farrell Farley Sandler conversation, so it's your ups.
All right. This is easy for me for the marriage. I'm going to marry Will Smith. He's an amazing actor.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
He's got depth. He's been in terrific movies. I'll marry Will Smith. Well, The Rock is always the same guy. He's good.
He's the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Yeah, but is that what it's about? No, I'm going on chops, baby. This is Hollywood. I'm cuddling Vince Vaughn.
Bombs and hellacious.
And I'm done with The Rock.
Done with The Rock, huh?
I'm done with The Rock.
What do you think, Steve? What do you got, Steve?
Look at this garbage.
I completely agree with Dave across the board. I mean, I know The Rock makes a lot of money per movie, but, I mean, Dave's right. It's the same character in every single movie. So I'm just, it gets to a point where it's just redundant. So, yeah, I'll marry Will Smith and I'll cuddle Vince Vaughn.
And truthfully, the fact that you put Will Smith and The Rock in the same category is it's not a good look for you.
I was running out. I went because The Rock... They do he does blockbuster films. He's the highest paid. I mean, I'm running out of actors.
No, you're wrong.
Someone's got to be trash. I got to give someone trash.
Go ahead. Last one.
Two out of the three have to give you trouble. Do you want to marry Vince Vaughn and cuddle Will Smith? Or do you want to marry Will Smith
that
and
one
cuddle
was
Vince
easy
Vaughn?
For me. Will Smith, clearly the guy.
I wouldn't tell The Rock that I was trashing him in person, though.
I can't tell my kids that. How many times I've seen Moana? DiCaprio. Denzel. Tom Hanks. Now this is, I mean, now we're talking now, the best
I
of
mean,
the
this
best.
Is like Sophie's Choice what you're doing here.
This is the cream of the crop right here.
Chris, you go ahead.
Okay, I am going.
Let me just say this before you even start. You cannot trash Tom Hanks. No, you cannot trash Tom Hanks.
I wasn't about to, Dave.
Okay, but I'm just saying to play this game accordingly. You just can't. But go ahead.
No,
sorry.
No, I'm marrying Denzel. I'm cuddling Tom Hanks, and I'm trashing DiCaprio.
Oh my God,
that's not even that wasn't even that difficult for me.
Wow. Oh my God! Can I abstain? Do I have like the
no? Line you made me pick.
That, no,
that
I can. Can I cannot play.
Nope.
I'll not play this one. And we got Adam Gase sound. Can I tease ahead?
You made me pick. You
I don't like. I'm
pick.
Very. This is awful for me. Fine. I'm marrying Tom Hanks.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
There's no crying in baseball.
I'll cuddle Denzel, and I apologize.
You just trashed DiCaprio?
I feel awful about it.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I'm trashing DiCaprio. I don't feel good about it. He's a great actor.
Me up and feed me the poor? Is that what you guys want?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
I even liked him in Growing Pains.
How good was he in What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
It was great.
Unbelievable.
I even liked Titanic.
Departed. Awesome.
Awesome. Basketball Diaries, unbelievable.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah,
all right.
It's not my proudest
moment. I don't even know.
How about you? You do it quickly.
I don't have to. I'm the host.
You do. I'm not breaking until you do it.
Listen, in the words of the great Michael Kay, I think we need to towel off.
No.
We need to towel off.
I'm not going to break. Santiago says he refuses to go to break until you choose.
I'm trashing Tom Hanks.
For me.
I'm trashing
You're
Tom Hanks.
No.
Wow.
No.
Yes.
Now
I
we're going to
break. I don't know how that's
America's, he's like the face of America.
I have to.
Listen, find me one person that doesn't love Tom Hanks.
I'm not saying I don't love him.
Find me one. Call right now. There's not one person.
I mean, I like Denzel and DiCaprio better. What can I tell you?
Not one person doesn't love Tom Hanks. What a horrendous trash. I shouldn't have asked you. I apologize.
I mean, you got.
You asked me.
Saving Private Ryan, Forrest Gump, Philadelphia.
Oh.
Big.
You can't trash Tom Hanks.
Come on, man. You can't do
that.
It's not a winnable category.
No, but you certainly didn't win it. All right, let's take a break.
Yeah, you can't do that, Rick.
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that GEICO always has your back with 24/7 access to claims service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.